7 after the hour, psychic stuff. In this hour with our resident psychic, Lisa Lano, talking about how ghosts communicate with one another. Never mind with us. How do they talk to one another? And then later in the hour, Uri Geller will join us for a conversation about the miscellanea in all of our lives and what we can do to kind of connect it better. I think there's two things about communication and using... What is all that noise?
I have no idea. I hear it, too.
That's they're working outside my house here.
Oh, good, Roberta. Congratulations. Nothing better than a soundproof studio.
What is that noise, Roberta?
I think that's what we all would expect. All right, so anyway, the essence of communication among ourselves, you know, that we can communicate with each other without talking to each other, without using words. We can, and Uri's proof of that, and I'll tell you a story about him and my daughter when we get there in about a half hour from now. But Lisa joins us in a few minutes. Meanwhile, the Coast Guard is reporting that a boat has capsized off of the coast of Florida. Four people are dead, 11 rescued. These were people who, I'm guessing by looking at the story, reading between the lines, were trying to cheat their way into the United States. So they're looking, there's a search going on in the water for survivors, but it reminds me of the Mariel boat lift and the tubes, right? The tire tubes. People coming here from Cuba.
Oh, yeah, floating over on tires.
Yeah, right.
Eileen Gonzalez was the big one,
yeah,
remember?
Exactly. Huh. So I'm not sure I get, I just hurt myself of what I was thinking. I think I'll leave that one alone. Thank you. Next. There's a story today at DougStephan.com about Oreos. Oreos. The story about Oreos are that there is something put in the cream that apparently is like cocaine.
I believe that, because the cream is the best part of the Oreo.
Oreos can be just as addictive as cocaine in rats.
I think it's called sugar.
But yeah, rats, just to be fair, are just partiers to begin with, so you can't really go with them, yeah.
All right, well, anyway, there are a bunch of people in New London, Connecticut, at the Connecticut College, that have studied rats eating Oreos. I don't know where they get their grant money from.
I know. It doesn't cost much. A couple bucks at the store and a rat. I mean, it's a great study.
I'm getting
20 bucks and you're out.
This is a government program. This is a government study. Like, wasn't there one to find out why walruses eat seaweed or something? There's probably something.
Your tax dollars at work.
Yep. All right. So this study is covered at DougStephan.com today. The professor involved is Joseph Schroeder. He and his students have figured out that rats form an equally strong association between the pleasurable effects of eating Oreos and the pleasure they get from cocaine or morphine in a controlled environment.
Also, well, they said the study was designed to consider the addictiveness of foods with high fat and high sugar.
And so,
especially when sugar, very, very addictive.
Well, so what is it? Why are we studying that? Don't we know that? Well, we have to study it for.
They need clinical...
People like to pat themselves on the back and go, you know what, Bob, you were right. That's sugar. Yeah. It's addictive.
Plus, it was paid for by Nabisco, so we're talking about Oreos.
Okay.
There we go.
That's good. If Nabisco paid for it, not the government. Even better. You saw the story about Hershey introducing its first new candy in 30 years? But it isn't in time. I thought it would be in time for Christmas. For Halloween, it won't. It's not out till Christmas, I think. Isn't that the case, Kenny?
Yeah, I think maybe even January.
Yeah, really. All right, they have a little gossip here, Jennifer.
I love gossip.
Vanity Fair is going to publish an expose making Gwyneth Paltrow not look too sharp.
They don't like her very much.
Why?
I don't know. I think she shut down the piece that they were doing, and she asked her friends not to talk with them. And and so she kind of put the kibosh on this piece, and so then they said, well, we'll show you. We're going to write about how you put the kibosh on this piece, and we're going to show people how you are.
Yeah. And then, so that's the end of the story, folks.
That's it.
Chris Humphrey.
You know who, Chris Humphreys, you know who else hates Gwyneth Paltrow? She's not having a great week.
No, who?
Martha Stewart doesn't like her.
Really? Why? What's
Martha
that?
Stewart has been slamming her in the media because Gwyneth has a blog called Goop, which is like, you know, recipes, home decorating, stuff like that. And Martha's like, hey, lady, this is my gig. Back off. Yours is, you're an imitator.
That's foolish. Right, anyway.
I just report the news. I don't make it, sir.
Chris Humphries got rid of the Kim Kardashian ring. Got $620,000 for it at Christie's.
That's a payday.
I wonder how much he paid for it. 16 carat. What's that worth, Roberta?
A lot. A lot.
Yeah.
Millions.
So they have to, they mark it up. They have a buyer's commission at Sotheby's and at Christie's and all these others. So by the time whoever bought this for $620 gets it, it will cost them $740.
Mm-hmm.
Nice deal.
They probably had to fumigate it first.
Apparently, Humphreys.
Carrots.
Yeah, she didn't wear it for more than like, she wore it like 70 days, you know?
Mm. Cost them $2 million.
I mean, you can't bring your hand up.
Why would you, first of all, why would you be foolish enough to buy a diamond like that or a diamond for anybody?
Oh,
because diamonds...
Shush.
What? Well, then worthless.
Diamonds are
cold.
Forever.
Ah.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Ah.
Diamonds make her clothes come off.
Ah. Oh, okay. Nobody explained it to me like that. All right.
Lisa. Now that's interesting.
I know.
Lisa Lano joins us to help us understand how ghosts communicate on the Good Day program coming up next, 13 after the hour.
Office Max understands that time and money are invaluable to every business owner, no matter what the size of your company. And having the right support services can make a powerful difference in both. That's where we come in. Count on our knowledgeable associates at the new Office Max Services Center to get your business what it needs, from marketing materials and web solutions to payment processing and so much more. Stop in and learn more about all the services we offer, or visit us online at officemax.com/services.
It's autumn, and the weather is cool and crisp. Whether you're enjoying the brilliant colors of fall or watching football at home with your family, you'll want Citrus Magic, the perfect fresh air solution. Made in the USA, Citrus Magic Air Freshener is considered the most effective odor eliminator, naturally absorbing bad odors and replacing them with fresh scents. Available as a long-lasting solid air freshener or non-aerosol spray at Walmart, Target, Walgreens, Kroger, your local hardware store, or online. There's magic in the air. Citrus Magic.
So you're fast asleep, dreaming you can fly like a falcon, unaware that as you were driving home, a diagnostic signal flew through your Impala's engine, transmission, brakes, and a few other systems you didn't even know you had, sniffing around for possible trouble codes. Then it shot data out of your car through a bunch of cell towers and into your inbox. You wake with some vague recollection of looking at Earth from above. Check your email and see that your car is just fine, thank you. But your left rear tire pressure's a bit low, your oil life's at 19%, and you're due for a new filter. After a long yawn, it dawns on you that you live in an amazing time when cars can diagnose key systems and send reports while you're suspended in midair, dreaming that humans can fly. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
In the fall, mills close out their excess inventory, and now we've got the deals at Lumber Liquidators' second annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale. All floors are on sale, like clearance flooring from 19 cents a square foot and laminate from 39 cents. Beautiful bamboo from $139. Pre-finished hardwood from just $159. Plus special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you'll love our Fall Flooring Yard Sale. Get ready. Sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for the store near you.
It is 16.
You just got shushed.
16 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Ken and Jennifer and Roberta and me with Lisa Lano, who is our, what? Intuitive, our psychic. She's our spiritual medium. Or well done, either or both of those. At the end of the conversation, we'll tell her, Lisa, well done. Good morning.
Thank you.
You what?
I said, why, thank you.
Oh, why, you're welcome. Why do people start thank yous and your welcomes with why? Why do you
or
do that?
Or well.
Oh,
well.
Well, thank you. Why, well, thank you.
So I want to know from you how ghosts, we're getting close to Halloween, more and more people are talking about ghosts, the communication that exists between ghosts themselves, two ghosts, and or ghosts communicating with us, and is there another better word for those beings than ghosts?
Oh, there's probably lots of words, and the only reason that I use that word is because I do psychic readings, and I mean, I'm sorry, I do mediumship readings. If if I just say spirit, then people get confused. So some people call them earthbound. So we could use that as less offensive, I guess, you know, earthbound spirits as opposed to spirits who have crossed. But they are in, we just did a huge investigation at Dark Manor in Baltic, Connecticut, down at the casino. A haunted house attraction that's really haunted, so we're going to be going back there and see what's going on. But they are in our plane. You know, once you die...
Explain what plane means, boss.
Okay. When you die and cross over, you cross over to a different, let's say, dimension. Mm-hmm. Some people call it heaven. Some people's afterlife, Valhalla, whatever you want to call it. It's not our dimension, which makes it difficult for most people to be able to just say, you know, hey, Dad, how you doing? And sit and having a conversation.
When Dad's dead.
Because they're dead, yeah. But they're over. But when you get that creepy feeling that there's, you know, you see somebody, you're touched, you're... this is I'm generalizing now. I'm not saying a loved one who has, excuse me, who has crossed can't do these things. But for the most part, when something is, quote, haunted, that's usually somebody who is dead, but doesn't know they're dead or doesn't want to go or is afraid to go to the other side.
Would that be considered in limbo? The Catholics call it limbo, don't they?
They call it purgatory, but they also say that it's in the Catholic religion, and I was brought up Catholic, it was supposed to be a place where, quote, God put you. And these people, some of them just don't know they're dead. Some of them put themselves there purposely. But they communicate, because they're in our dimension or on our plane, they communicate in many different ways, and we've been able to pick up some answers with some actual scientific equipment.
Really?
So we take a scientific approach when somebody calls and says, listen, we have a ghost in our house. We don't just go in and say, okay, great, where is he? We take that scientific approach by using the equipment. We take a spiritual approach. We take a psychological approach. I mean, let's be honest, some people are just looking for attention.
Mm-hmm. And some dead people, you know, as well as people who are alive.
No, right. It's mostly the people that are alive looking for the attention. Mm-hmm. So we take, you know, and sometimes it's just fear. Not every time somebody says to me, my lights are flickering. What's that? And I tell them, listen, call your electric company first. Make sure there's no power. Really, practical. Just because your lights flicker doesn't mean that grandpa's a ghost or there's some guy in your house, you know, flickering. You could have something that could kill you.
Well,
you know?
But it could be something. That's the thing. How do you know? That's the real question. How do you know? Is there any way of knowing that what's going on is a natural occurrence or something supernatural?
No, it's absolutely there's a way. I've handpicked the people on my team, and one of them is very familiar. You know, he can build a house. So he's very familiar with where the wiring is and where this is. And we have equipment that if you put, it's supposed to be a K2 meter, but if you, which is basically, it looks like a remote with lights. But if you put it next to your wall, you can find out where all your electric, you know, your wiring is in the wall. So, I mean, it's practical as well.
Hold on. Lisa Lano talking about currents here on Good Day.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
From the Black Lagoon was a movie in the night. Man, this is dating me. I bet you there isn't anybody else. Roberta, you remember the creature from the Black Lagoon?
I sure do.
Okay,
I married him.
Didn't it just wash up on the beach in Southern California?
Oh, God. That's funnier than you know. All right, anyway, 24 after the creature from the Black Lagoon was this monster.
Not to be confused with the creature from the Black Lagoon, which was a bean.
Right, yes, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, right. And, or confused with Roberta's husband, Tom. Anyway, the creature with the...
Well, you guys got up way too early.
Yeah, I know.
Every day of our lives.
Clearly, in our sense of humor.
But the creature of the Black Lagoon was sort of dressed like the Tin Man, wasn't he? Sprayed
with... would have rusted. If you were the Tin Man, he would have...
I remember
rusted.
That, Roberta. The creature, it was really pretty. It looked like the Tin Man with a horrible hat on. That's what the creature in the Black Lagoon reminded me of.
Because the Tin Man had a great hat? The Tin Man had like a triangular hat.
This was a
the
hat.
The Tin Man had
was,
a funnel as a hat, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. This was a face that sort of looked like a gargoyle, as I remember correctly. Anyway, before we get too lost here, Lisa Lano is with us. We're talking about how ghosts communicate, connecting one to the other.
Ghosts communicate with sea creatures.
communication...
Uh-oh. I was just kidding, Dougie.
I know you were, but I think there's a vibe, I think there's an alacrity of understanding here. Think about dolphins. They communicate with one another, and some of it is in thought, proven by scientific experiments that you and I paid for. Some of it is with their noises. They make little noises. But that, if you can... communicate in thought. I guess the whole thing is, and I'm going to ask Uri about this
telepathically.
Yeah, but that is a
I'm
ghost
talking
capable.
To you right now, Doug.
Yes, right, Roberta. I got the picture. put it away. The essence of communicating with themselves is one thing, but them communicating with us is another. Lisa, is that correct or not?
Well, it depends. Sometimes we find that in some of the investigations I've done, one, quote, ghost, quote, unquote, doesn't know that there's another one there. You know, they're living their own little, in their own little world. But there are places where the Clap Library, the Belchertown Library, the one that was featured on Ghost Hunters, that really truly is haunted, even though they said it wasn't. The Clap Brothers are there, and they know that they're there.
The Clap Brothers?
Well, that was the name of the library, Clap Memorial Library. Mm-hmm. And they know that they're there. They're just there to guide over, watch over their library. They just won't leave. Mm-hmm. They're friendly, but they won't leave. And but we do find when you get somebody from, and this is with Dark Manor, we have a man, and I have some evidence. I have a new website that's up.
Lisa M. Oh, is it different? Even different than LisaAmlano.com?
Yeah, there's a new one coming up, and then if people want to see all the paranormal stuff, all the evidence, all the EVPs, which are the voices, I have a paranormal Facebook, for lack of a better word. It's called 308am.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got all kinds of photos and video and just some crazy evidence that I just keep posting all the time. And people can post their own stuff, too, and say, well, you know, what's this? Is that an orb or is that a ghost or what's going on? And you can comment. It's like Facebook, but it's just paranormal.
Wow.
But we found there that we have a man who calls himself the Indian Man. We tried to ask him if he was Native American, and he wouldn't respond. And finally I said, are you an Indian? Because he didn't know the words Native American. And he lit the lights up and told us what he was there for. I mean, it was crazy. But then we have somebody else from the 1800s who's there who probably has no clue that this Indian man, quote-unquote, is going around.
Hmm.
So they don't always know that the other one's there.
He played football for the Washington Redskins, this guy?
I see. Yeah. I'm sorry?
Never mind, it was a bad joke.
See if Lisa, you're offended by the term.
Lisa M. Lano, check out her website. She's always got very interesting things to communicate. She is a communicator, in fact. It's 28 after on Good Day.
You know Sears Auto Center offers complete car care, but did you know we also carry convenience? We've got tons of it. Online scheduling, weekend appointments, text updates, and convenient deals, too. You can even get a battery check and multi-point inspection for free. Plus, our convenient fall maintenance package is just $39.99 with Valvoline oil change, Gold Series wiper blades, and tire rotation. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete car care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Offer ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Did you try the new app?
Appetizers. Let's order something. I'm starving.
No, the America's Best Value Inn iPhone app. Download it from the App Store and make reservations instantly at any of their 1,000 hotels in North America. Most locations have free continental breakfast and internet. Plus, sign up for the Value Club to get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
The America's Best Value Inn mobile app can do all that?
And more.
Got it. Now, about those appetizers.
All you ladies and gents out there enjoying the smooth sounds of the interwebs radio, Geico's got a special dedication to make. This one goes out to the inventors of the mouse. Because of you and your rodent-inspired design, people can click on over to Geico.com to pay their bills, manage their claims, and live lives of pure savings. Mouse Masters, you've clicked your way into our hearts for good. Enjoy this next song. It's going out to you. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Assistance 27 before the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. More psychic stuff. Uri Geller is going to talk about communicating without using your voice, hand, or any other of your regular senses in a few moments. Meanwhile, the things that you need to know about what's going on today. Weather is horrible in the Pacific with a typhoon knocking a lot of people around. People are still concerned about what the government's going to do on the default line. You'd be happy to know, if you're a stockholder in Bank of America, that their quarterly earnings exceed $2.5 billion. That's not the amount of business they did. That's the amount of profit that they made in 3 months. $2.5 billion.
I wouldn't mind making that. You guys?
I wouldn't either. No, it's a fine.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I'd sell for half.
They paid a $60 million fine to the government for screwing around with mortgages. So how do you think that sets up against the $2.5 billion that they made?
Lunch money.
Yeah, that's who cares?
Yeah.
Go away. Here's your check. Leave us alone.
Didn't notice.
Yeah. The only company or the only industry that makes more money in a way like the banks is the oil business. You remember ExxonMobil post profits in the $6, $7 billion range each quarter. $6 to $7 billion profit, not total business. They bring about 10 to 12% of the bottom line, and that's kind of the way to look at it. I have no real use for any of these big companies, but those who would say, "Oh my God, that's horrible! Look at all the money they're making. Let's take some more of it." Wait, in my business, if I were able to bring 10% of the bottom line, I think that's great. Other businesses, utilities, you know, generally, even the big restaurant chains. If they can get, Roberta, when your dad ran the restaurant, did he get 10% of the bottom line?
Oh, you were lucky if you got 10%.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's very, very lucky.
It's going to be more like 3 to 4%.
Right. Most of the retail organizations, like TJ Maxx, mm-hmm. Marshall's, Needless Markup, Bloomingdale's, Macy's, any of those outfits, well, except Needless Markup has a better run. They build in 33% into the price and hope that 13 to 14% of it sticks.
Right.
Their overhead is 20% on top of what it costs. So if you pay $100 for something, they've marked it up from, let's say, 65 bucks.
Right.
And then they'll take out of it their expenses, which to get it out there, pay the personnel, build the buildings, is about 20%, in some cases 24%, depending on how it's amortized. So right away, you got 65 plus 25, that brings you to 90 right there. So those big outfits are happy to get 10%, and most of them don't, to the bottom line. is the, I don't know, in the oil business, it's about 10%. I don't know what it is for banks. I don't, I'm not connected enough. I don't know enough about, I've never owned stock in a bank. And so I don't ever remember looking at a performance platform that they gave me some reason to understand what the heck they do. But no matter
all
what.
All I know is I wish I had bought Citibank when it was a dollar.
Yeah. Well, how many times has J.P. Morgan
when it went down? When all the banks crashed?
Yeah, everybody went down. Yeah, right. Yep. What's it now? 100?
I don't even know, but I know it's way up there.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch, other items, things that go. I tend, as you know, to stay away from a lot of the things that are going on overseas. In general, we talk about the Middle East and what's going on there. And, okay, so
49.
There are, 49?
That's what Citibank is up to, 49.
49, there was that $1.
It was at a dollar, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, see, there you go. So here's what I'm wondering. Twitter has revealed fresh financial details in a filing because they're supposed to go public, right? They're losing more money. They're looking at third quarter numbers now, and their loss has widened. So people will say, who's going to buy the IPO? They said that about Facebook, right? Remember they said that about Apple? Apple was losing, and Amazon, even better. Amazon was the best example of a company that could lose millions, tens, hundreds of millions of dollars. The stock kept going up. And you know what? It was smart because people bet on it, and they won. Because what's Amazon stock worth today, Roberta?
Oh, my gosh. It's in the hundreds, I believe.
I think it is. I'm going to say 300-something. But, you know, you got to be. What Mr. Biz said to me.
306.
306, okay. Long time ago. You got to leave it, put the money in, forget it. Is even there.
Yeah.
Just forget about it. There are people who are day traders who are smart. I knew a lady once in San Diego who was a day trader. She had divorced well and decided that she didn't want to work anymore. So she spent 4 hours in the morning, got up at 4 o'clock in the morning, 4 hours. She would day trade. And the first year that I knew her, she made $800,000 day trading. 4 hours a day. That was it. She put her money in. She got $3 or $4 million out of her husband and put $1 million of it into the market. And the first year made $800,000. How's that?
Not bad.
Yep.
Not bad.
And if you're smart and you're also tuned in to what it is that makes money. In this circumstance, I'm not patient enough to be able to do this. I've had some people that have been in my life that were pretty good at this. So that may be the best way to do it, is find somebody that you know who's good at it and you trust. You know, trust them, then what good is it? But if you trust them, then it's a good way to. The markets are there for those who have. How do you think Warren Buffett got to be worth, $110 billion or whatever the heck he's worth? He had to have a lot of stone, but he also was smart, and he waited. And he buys all kinds of stuff now that isn't necessarily on the market. They invest in companies, and that's how the stock builds up. Jordan's Furniture here in New England. Bought it for the two brothers, Elliot and Barry. Paid them $84 million bucks about 10 years ago. They both split it and went their happy way. And now the company's worth $100 million more than that. He just knows how to make all of that stuff work. Good for him. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, I would like you to know about results. If your hair is thinning and you are concerned, you're worried, this is, by the way, for both men and women, because both men and women, ladies and gentlemen, lose their hair. That's the way it is in the New World Order. So there's a natural hair thinning therapy called Provia that is superb for getting your hair to grow back again because it cleans out the pores, gets rid of the stuff that's in there from the cheap shampoos you've used, and each bottle will bring you that much closer to the reality of having a great head of hair again. And so if you'd like to get this miracle bottle, you call 800-525-8319. It's not better. I mean, oftentimes people say, oh, that's too good to be true. But it's a simple idea that actually is pretty easily understood. You have pores in your head look at your arm. Look at the arm. You got hair on your arm, right? Each one of those hairs is coming out of a pore in your skin, a little hole. Same thing is true on your head. So if you use these cheap shampoos, plugs them up, and the hair goes away. So you have Provia, cleanses out the holes, the hair starts to grow, the hair follicles come back in, and then there's also an ingredient in it that makes it nice and thick, so your hair is naturally thicker, looks better. In 4 to 6 months, you're going to have much more hair than you do now by calling 800-525-8319. The new Provia Super Concentrate works, or you get your money back. This will prevent premature hair thinning safely, naturally, no side effects. Provia. Try Provia.com or 800-525-8319.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Some things are just better together. At Exxon and Mobil, we don't just sell gasoline, we fuel connections. Exxon and Mobil gasoline is specifically engineered to help your engine run more smoothly by helping to clean intake valves and by keeping fuel injectors clean. That means when you leave an Exxon and Mobil station, our gasoline will help your engine run smoother, reduce emissions, and even get better fuel economy. Learn more at FuelingConnections.com. Exxon and Mobil. Fueling connections.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
All right, Doug's good day, 15 and a half for the hour. Joining us now is Uri Geller from his home in England. The Secret Life of Uri Geller is the book that's out now that you didn't write. Jonathan Margolis wrote it, but it's about you and whether the secret, you know the book and the movie The Secret, right?
Yes, of course.
All right. So did anybody think that you were doing a double entendre in this?
I never thought of that.
I'll leave it to me to figure that one out.
No, but if you read the whole title, The Secret Life of Uri Geller, CIA Master Spy, then you'll understand what this book is about, because there's actually an amazing quote on the cover of the book, and this is what it says. In my experiments, Uri was superb, astonishing, a superstar. And this comes from Dr. Kit Green, former CIA Assistant National Intelligence Officer. So I'm pretty flattered to get such a great quote.
Yeah. All right, so check out Uri's book, The Secret Life of Uri Geller, CIA Master Spy. All right, two things I want to talk with you about today, if I may. One of them has to do with communicating without talking. You are the master of that, and I can come up with any number of examples. The best one is my daughter walking around your house. My daughter, a skeptic, I think it was, I'm not sure it was the first time she ever met you, but it was early on. Remember, you were out in the conservatory, and Megan and you were talking about how this all works. And she said, you know, I mean, she was polite about it, but she sort of said, I don't believe you. So you sent her out to the kitchen with a piece of paper, and you told her to draw something on the piece of paper and then come back into the room, into the conservatory. And during this engagement, Megan told me that she felt something at the bottom, the base of her skull, and she didn't understand what it was, but she looked around. No, there were no cameras in the kitchen, none of that stuff. So she walked back into the conservatory and gave, she held out a piece of paper, and you took a piece of paper and drew on it something, and then Megan gave you the piece of paper, and the thing that you had drawn was the same thing that she had drawn. So I've always gone back to communicating without being able to hear, see, taste, smell, or feel. Because that's really what the sixth way of communicating is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a sixth sense. It's called telepathy. Mm-hmm. It's extrasensory perception. Because we emit from our brains constantly an energy. I don't know in what form it's made out of. Is it waves? Is it a frequency? No one knows yet, but some people who are highly intuitive and telepathic can receive other people's thought waves. I've learned how to create an imaginary television screen in my mind, and I trained myself to instill those thought patterns that are coming from other people into the TV screen, and it actually draws out what you're thinking about. It's hard for me to read a whole thought if you're thinking of a long sentence. I can't do that. But if you focus on a drawing, a picture, I most of the time receive it. But Doug, you know what's interesting? That since you brought up telepathy and communication, other things that people can do is learn body language. You know, mm-hmm. body language technically is known as kinesics. It's pronounced kinesics.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a significant aspect of modern communications and relationships. Body language is therefore a very relevant to understand other people's thought pattern. And you can become immensely good at it, which can bring you into being successful in business, in relationships, and so on. Body language. We all have a certain body language, and I'm an expert in reading that, so can you be.
All right, the other thing is the call of the British government. I don't know if it's government, but somebody's mm-hmm. looking for a lot of spoons. There's a picture, actually, of Uncle Sam on the cover of this, and instead of "we need you to go sign up in the military," the caption is "we need your spoons for our Uri Geller spoon gorilla." What the heck is that all about?
I'll tell you what it is about. I was looking for some lamps into my garden, and I googled a company, an amazing company that does ironworks. It's called British Ironwork Center, and the chairman, a guy called Clive Knowles, came down to my house, and he showed me some brochures, and I saw that they also make animals from copper and metal. So I thought, wow, can you build an animal for me from stones? He says, well, I've never done that. That's a challenge, because we'll need, you know, I said, let's do a gorilla. And he said, well, I'll need 5,000 spoons. Where the heck am I going to get 5,000 spoons from? And he came up with this idea to create spoon bins. So we are now distributing bins, you know, like rubbish, trash bins.
Right.
But they have the poster on, and they're going to many, many schools, probably 100 schools around the country.
Yeah.
And if each child drops a spoon or two in these bins, we're going to have 5,000 spoons to create this amazing gorilla by British Ironworks Center, which will be brought into my property with a big army helicopter. We'll create a cage for the gorilla, lower it in my garden, and the end product will be, it's basically for charity, because we fly in 3 to 5 times a year terminally ill children to England, and they visit me, and they have a day out, they have fun, and they're already at awe at some of the items that I have in my garden.
Yeah.
So the gorilla will be an added bonus.
Follow the process of and the progress of the Uri Geller spoon gorilla at Uri Geller, URIGELLER.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register required states.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
The shutdown continues, the debt deadline approaches. Today should be quite a day. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Today is day 16 of the partial government shutdown. It's also apparently the last day to get a deal done to raise the nation's debt limit or risk default, something that has never happened in U.S. history. It's hard to keep track of what's happening on Capitol Hill. Both chambers working on separate bills yesterday, bills and deals that ultimately stalled before going anywhere. While the leaders of the Senate, Majority Leader Harry Reid and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, continue to work toward an agreement, we are not hearing many conciliatory comments from either side. At one point yesterday, Republican Senator John McCain expressed his frustration with what's going on.
The Majority Leader and the Democrats in the House and the White House to say absolutely categorically, we will not consider what the Republicans in the House of Representatives are doing, in my view, is piling on.
As for today's schedule, the House is set to report for work at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. The Senate's scheduled to meet at noon. This after the House failed to act on two Republican proposals yesterday. The question now is whether House Speaker John Boehner will call for a vote on a Reid-McConnell deal if that measure passes the Senate today. Lots of potential twists and turns, to be sure. Additionally, with the country facing this debt limit deadline, President Obama will meet this afternoon with Treasury Secretary Jack Lew. This is what you call a cliffhanger. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Let's get it started.
Real estate's booming. With 8 open houses this weekend, I had to get the word out. Luckily, I found the new services center at OfficeMax. They designed and printed great 4-color flyers for only 39 cents each. I have a new way to turn open houses into done deals. Let's get it
started. Introducing the new OfficeMax Services Center. Now through Saturday, all color copies are just 39 cents a side. Valid in-store only. See store for details.
And the award goes to America's Best Value Inn. For the second year in a row, America's Best Value Inn has been named the Economy Hotel Brand of the Year based on the Harris Poll Equitrend study. And now you can be a winner too. Join our free value club for a 15% discount, room upgrade, late checkout when available, and other instant rewards at our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit AmericasBestValueInn.com for details and reservations.
On Wall Street, with plenty of economic uncertainty in the air, the Dow fell by triple digits yesterday, a loss of 133 points, closing at 15,168. S&P down 12 points, NASDAQ lost 21. A former U.S. Army captain is America's latest Medal of Honor recipient, William Swenson, honored at the White House yesterday by President Obama for heroism in Afghanistan.
Americans like Will remind us of what our country can be at its best.
Swenson led U.S. troops through an enemy ambush in Afghanistan during a mission in 2009. Apple is all set to reveal its next generation of iPads. An invitation went out to media members yesterday for an event to be held in San Francisco next week.
I can't seem to find my invitation. Must have gotten lost in the mail. Those who track Apple say a completely redesigned fifth generation iPad will make its debut, along with an updated iPad mini featuring a brand new Retina display. Baseball playoff action. National League Championship Series. Cardinals beat the Dodgers in L.A. 4-2 yesterday and lead the series 3-1. Game 5 in L.A. tonight. American League Championship Series. Red Sox over the Tigers in Detroit 1-0 yesterday. Sox lead 2-1. Game 4 tonight in Detroit. Closing notes, more frustrations being voiced by Americans over what's happening or not happening in the nation's capital. Let's hear from some tourists in Washington, D.C. who are just fed up with the government shutdown. Go ahead and vent.
The government is for the people, by the people. Let's keep it that way.
Well, thanks to our elected officials, it's fair to say that ship has sailed. Next.
We just want them to get it done.
That's right. Just get her done. Right, ma'am?
This is ridiculous.
Now, you want to hear something really ridiculous? It concerns the holiday shopping season, which will be here before you know it. And we all know what day follows Thanksgiving Day, don't we? That shopping stampede known as Black Friday. All right, calm down. As all of us are aware, an increasing number of big stores aren't waiting for Black Friday and are now opening their doors on Thanksgiving. And Macy's just announced they're doing the same. They will open 8 p.m. Thanksgiving evening this year. Here's a shopper in New York who feels this just isn't right.
There's plenty of time to go Christmas shopping without Thanksgiving.
And, sir, what do you think about this?
I think it's crazy.
Crazy?
I think it's crazy.
Or, to put it another way...
This is ridiculous.
Yes, we know, and we agree. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Are you in a hurry? Well, I am. But as a paralyzed veteran, I had to overcome incredible challenges just to regain my independence and return to work. Finding a parking space shouldn't be one of them. Illegally parking in spaces reserved for people with disabilities is not only wrong, it's against the law. So please, think twice before pulling into a reserved parking spot. Even if it's just for a minute, it's 60 seconds too long. This has been a public service announcement from United Spinal Association.
Hey, gang, as you can imagine, living with the moniker America's Mr. Right can be kind of tough at times. But you know what? It's easy to live up to the challenge when you're feeling good. Hi, everybody. I'm Jason Lewis, and that's why I watch what I eat and supplement my diet with great products from Youngevity, like their great vitamin mineral complex drink or a protein shake or my favorite probiotic dark chocolate packed with antioxidants. You know, I love these products, and I'll bet you will, too. And now you can get them all at JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, look, these are just the things I like from Youngevity, but if you're looking for, a sports drink endorsed by an NBA All-Star or a shot of Pollen Burst, the best energy drink on the market, it's all here, too. All you have to do is go to JasonLewisTeam.com or call 1-855-310-TEAM. Now, that's 1-855-310-TEAM. Get all these products and more and feel like America's Mr. Right. It's JasonLewisTeam.com.